Blog Talk Radio.
Here we are today, and it's wonderful to be here, and been having a lot of struggle getting the shows heard, but here we are. I thought I was going to face another rough day. However, it seems like we managed to take off, and I'm going to, change my style a bit to take off with what the listeners often use as a reason why they want to listen to the program. All right, so before I get off into anything else, let me pick up on the title of the show and get on into whatever is there for you to, or what you are expecting. The season that caused the psychological, spiritual confusion. The reason that caused the psychological, spiritual confusion. The reason. All right, let's get on into this. the reason that caused the psychological spiritual confusion in the civilized cerebral. Okay. Now, my friends, the cerebral, meaning the brain, right? Cerebellum. In the civilized cerebellum. You know, those are the two elements of your brain. First begun 100,000 years ago. This is talking about the African civilized people. Before the world ever take off into this worldwide spread of what we look on today and call people. Long before this, 100,000 years, somebody would say, oh, you've gone back, like way back. And a lot of people think like, we don't need to go back that far to talk about history. Do you know that? Yes, that is very incredible. Because if we need to do anything, we need to do that. To look back 100,000 years ago. And why? It is because the most important things in the civilized human understanding began back there. Significant things happen back there. And I tell you what, the reason why we do not think very much about it, what happened 100,000 years ago, it is because of the Bible, the Christian Bible. Really? It is a fact. Well, I will help to understand why I have an emphasis on it. It is because I grew up with Christian parents in Jamaica. And think about it now. It is all about slavery, mentality. If you grow up in the West Indies under Christian parents, and even if you didn't have what we would recognize as Christian parents, because you could just have parents who don't care too much about church. That is so, for real. A lot of people who, like my parents, they didn't know anything else but church. No knowledge about civilized world. Like history would have us know what civilization is. You see what I'm saying? Now, I am interested into the civilized things coming from the past because I can appreciate now that, you know, I think my headpiece here, my microphone, has been pushed distance away from where the focus is coming. So if you notice that my vocals are decibel, has changed because I reposition this the microphone. All right. So what I'm saying to you, 100,000 years ago, there was not a lot of people in the world because you only had a few hominids in Europe. Mm-hmm. And they didn't have no big population at all. And if we are reading much of the history of things that happened back there, you would know that the hominid were in development in Africa over the past 3 to 4 million years, leading up to 100,000 years ago. Their population was around in Africa. And while they were there, they were neither the gods nor human being around. They were not around. One, and how I cover this with this historic record. 1.5 million years ago, how long is that? Who do you think was around? That is not 100,000 years ago. That's way before that. So, to appreciate our knowledge of existence, well, simplify it like your parents who were before you, before you were brought into conception. Your parents were before you. All right, it's a shorter space of time, though. But if we talk about longer space of time and apply the same principle to it, the same way you should honor your parents who brought you, who were here before you, and they brought you about, take care of you, of everything like that. But you were not back there when you were being conceived. You were not back there. Had nothing to do with what was going on. But they were working on bringing you into the world. You get me? All right. So I'm talking about thinking back 100,000 years ago and why we today don't care about that. Now, I didn't care either when I was growing up. The foolishness that was around is Christianity, and my parents were drawn into it when I was about 7 years of age, and there were other siblings, you know, like me. Some of them, when I was seven, were not born yet. Okay? All right. So what I'm saying to you is that we are brainwashed with a whole bunch of nonsense because of what transpired 100,000 years ago. And if you don't get to know what happened, it's not likely that your cerebellum will come to appreciate the knowledge of what I am telling you, because then way after I am 7 years of age and become man and living as an adult, I come to find out things by reading. I know that these things are true. History is not lying when you are reading the right history. And so I'm saying to you that what happened 100,000 years ago was that the what we call white people today, they were not the same creature that you see here today we call white people. 100,000 years ago, if you know read the history, you will have a different realization in your brain. That outside of that, you don't have reason to care about what went on back 100,000 years ago. But these white people that we have here today, making all the trouble in the world, you can't have no peace. Anything they do is to like destroy the civilized people. So you see them today being like, you know, like they are nice people now. They are not bad people and stuff like that. You forget what they do. It's in history. But our heads or our brain are so delinquent and full of atrophy. Where is our government? Where are the king's laws? You look into the world, it's a textbook. You see, we have kings that rule in the book, but you don't see nothing of white people ruling anything. You will see them trying to learn from our civilized system. That's what you will see in this world, it's a textbook. You won't see them acting as civilized anything. Since they have changed from what they were as hominid primates, however different they are from the race of monkeys, my friends, nothing like knowing. You know, when a person is poor, insolvent, you know how they feel? They're lacking things they need to have. You know, they are in need. They're poor. And, you know, they would seek to get a job or stuff like that. Now, if they were going along and one day they have the last dollar and they buy a lotto and wow, it's like you'd say God bless them, they win $1 million. My friends, think about it. Think about yourself. If you don't have much of anything, or you understand what I'm saying, when you are down and out, and based on the world that you grow up in, it's hard to really find enough money, you know, trying to get a job, all kind of things. It's serious when you are in this kind of world here that these white people have set up for us. This thing that we talk about, invasion of the Western Hemisphere, it is a story coming back from 100,000 years ago. And it is unfortunate. I cannot, like, blame anybody if they don't know. I have to remember that. But we are all victims of white people. And their duty that they have taken upon themselves is that they are lucky to find a situation where the African people become their footstool. They are lucky. But now, you know, when they just started out a few, you know, few decades more ago, you know, they had to struggle in order to get themselves in a position to take away everything from us and say they have a government, AD and Adamant. There is no such a government. But because they make us believers, and we believe it. Okay? So, the point I must stay on to like hold what I'm saying in structure is that 100,000 years ago, our ancestors was then, at that time, 100,000 years in existence, created in South Africa. And at that time, our first subgroup, Neanderthals, was being devoured by the monkeys 100,000 years ago. The Neanderthals, they devour, crossbreed them until they no longer look like monkeys. Remember, they developed in Africa 1.5 million years ago, and just think that the gods came to Earth and touched down into the Persian Gulf and raised up the first little city called Eridu. That was the first city they raised up on Earth. They were not here yet. You know, going back 1.5 million years ago. They were not here yet. So it was only these hominid primates, apes. Today you cannot tell them that. You cannot tell them that. And the only thing that will compel someone to respect that as truth is when you have a conviction within you that you're not seeing or hearing anything else that make any sense to you. So you would naturally want knowledge comes from the world beyond us. We are beings who are there, alive, and, you know, having their life enjoyed. But something would happen to bring them, some of them, to Earth. All right. So I'm telling you that 1.5 million years ago, it was only these white people's ancestry. They have already left Africa and moved into Europe. Europe did not have any kind of civilized creature that we are taught. These what we call white people today, then they were completely hominid species as we have it today in history. They were hominid primates, mean bipedal, monkey in general terms. There were no civilized anything here except things as these monkeys. They don't speak language. There was nothing of humanity because only the gods could come here and create mankind that scatter human civilization all over the place. No, we will never know anything about this, though the information is here. We're not going to know anything about it because the way things unfold since 100,000 years ago, you know, I'm telling you that I might need to reverse a little on this story, but I'm pretty much in the perimeter. I'm pretty much in there, okay? So when I tell you about the Neanderthals who were raped and all kind of stuff they did, and then destroy them, you don't hear anybody talking anything about that. And it's simply because I read and I have a good sense of what happened in the past back there. I'm able to tell you and talk with some ease of the knowledge without doubting anything, right? Because when there was nothing, there was nothing. When there is something, then you, that's what you have to pay attention, is to the way things develop. So I am telling you that 200,000 years ago, we African hybrid people were created. 200,000 years ago. And you can go into southern Africa, go into the Eden interior, about 150,000 miles internal, right? Yeah, about 150 miles. You go interior and you will see exactly the work of civilization in South Africa, the Abzu, where we were created. Everything we are reading and where these white people have in the Bible talking about Adam and Eve. Listen, shut that down. Shut down Christianity because it's not true. The Bible that you hear, they talk about and use to refer to places and things that they have no business. Okay? And what you see, these white people are talking about, you know, I mean, the King of England and all, and Queen and all those kind of, those things are uncivilized. Those people are uncivilized. But something happened to the white people then. When they wouldn't be called white people, there was no humans around, there were no the gods around. But you follow the chronology of the way life unfolds, coming from when the earth was fully covered with water, and billions, like 4 billions of years. You imagine that? How many years? Hundreds of years be like. More about to talk about billions. How many million make a billion and all that? It's, yeah, you know, it's a long time, you know. You have to be brilliant mathematics, you know, person to like easily digest those numbers. All right, not like me. I have very little to, you know, I don't have much to bring these to the best understanding. But as much as I am able to express, little I understand, I try to do that. So I am saying what we understand about 100,000 years ago. That was when we had, some of us, began to leave Africa and come into the Western world. This world is a textbook. Will tell you that I have in front of me. Glencoe World History, National Geographic. This book will tell you exactly that. 100,000 years ago, it is shown that our people were leaving Africa to come up into the world, Western Hemisphere. When you know about these things, like with assurance that proper history is telling you that, my friends, it's just like you're riding on a horseback. You feel comfortable about that because you're getting a ride. Well, so is good history. It's like you have your birth certificate. Nobody cannot fool you who you are and how old you are, right? Well, this is what I'm trying to say to you. You may think what I'm saying, you know, based on the way we accustomed to church, Christian type of thinking. When you hear these things I'm talking about now, I am only in a position where I was growing up with the church, and that's all I knew. But because the world has knowledge that don't mingle with Christianity, and the way Christianity came about, can take into the world is a textbook, and you know what? You're going to have a hard time with what is in there. And you wouldn't be encouraged to, like, say, so, I don't want to hear that. No, because what is in here would attract your mind, because coherency of your brain will appeal to you that you're hearing something that makes sense and not the foolishness you have in your mind. All right? So I am telling you that before our time, 100,000 years ago, there was our subgroup who came ahead of us, and they were apprehended by these white people ancestry. Okay? And we have this story for you to read. I know that these first species called hominid, they're monkeys, but they are a special kind of monkeys, different, you know, different groups of them, and they act like a culture. You see what I mean? Yeah, like we in the, like you find the darker skin African, and the Indian and the Chinese and others. You know, different light shade of skin, but we come from the same blood. The sapien blood, because we are the second species on the planet, sapien. And see, these what we call hominid white, we call them white people. They got a lot of our blood, first from the Neanderthals. You don't hear anybody talking about this. I'm trying to get across to you that we are coming from a distance in antiquity where you are not too likely to hear anybody talk and tell you what I am saying. But it is my, you know, it happens that I began to be affected by these things in the way that it comes to me. It's reading, though. It's not anybody telling me nonsense. Is that history is there from our gods that pass on knowledge to us. And that's the way we are going to be enlightened. All right. So I'm telling you that because of the advantage that this first hominid white people that we see here today. Our blood got into them. That's what they did. They did that, and they get our blood in their monkey, in their monkey existence. And they began to talk. Okay? But they did not become like a better creature. Our blood inside of them turned them into a different creature. Them being monkeys, as I read, were not like criminals. You don't read nothing like that about the monkeys from back there. The one thing that is impressionable about these white people and their ancestors, the only development they had was to become what they call a higher grade of themselves, is Homo erectus. But we don't read of any institution, anything civilized that they raise up to do. And the only thing that is impressionable about what they did was they could hunt for food. Monkey, you know, just like today, you see in Africa a lot of animal prey around, and you have the predators of them as well, right? So these hominid primates, monkey, they were predators of lower beings where they eat them. Okay, that's what they're accustomed to. Nothing else. It would happen that when we were created fully 100% civilized hybrid human being, far, far above our Neanderthals. In this World History textbook, it tells us this is science knowledge. In this World History textbook, their world history, there is no other world history as far as I know. I'm not talking about prehistory textbook like the Sumerian. I'm not talking about that. That is a complete different knowledge. The supreme come from above to those who came to earth and inhabit the world all around the globe. All right. So what I want to bring out is that what is happening today, we are in peril with these white people because they are not in for anything than to kill the African people because of the blood that they have that makes them talk, think, they think, they look like us, you know, so their sense of reason afford them to become a being that they go to school and get education like us. But who did they go? Where did they go to school? They go to our school. If you read, you will see in the world history textbook. In the world history textbook, it tells you how these people develop and learn from the gods, because the gods have been here, 450,000 years ago. It's a long time. So these monkeys that were there millions of years before the gods came, thus long before we were created by the gods, this is the problem that we are having today, that 100,000 years ago, they infected our species. So just imagine, they do away with our first subgroup, Neanderthals. This World History textbook tells me about it. And therefore, the world that we know is not the world that began 100,000 years ago. Not 100 years ago, but 200,000 years ago. So when we were 100,000 years ago, that was when we are leaving Africa to come to the Western Hemisphere. And that was when our ancestors got infected. And our species from Africa to the Western world, to everywhere else, like all of these other countries that you know about, our ancestors were infected by these what we call white people here today. If you look, you will see that white people look like us, act like us. You go out there, the businesses that are out there in the world today, they are the ones that are controlling. There are just few segment of people that these white people are not controlling. And you see, like, I am here talking and stuff like that. If they are listening to me, they're trembling. They're trembling. They would wish I am dead. Because I'm on the radio here, where they are doing everything to make me stop talking the things I'm talking. The reason why I am talking is it because I'm not Christian, and not just the same old, departure from the church system, but to say you turn away a little from something, it's not going to help what is going on. You will have to be totally committed, thinking very, very seriously to where you gather the vast amount of knowledge that is needed to be preserved. Because if you don't have preservation of knowledge and dedication to stay divine, you're not going to survive. So it is said, the person who will remain dedicated enough, it would be like the one that it says, the Lord has chosen one to be to carry the word that, the historic truth. Yeah. And become like you'd say Moses goes between the gods and the people who follow him. The people of God follow Moses like that. In our time, right now, there has to be, of what they're talking about, King David, King David's son, or a Moses who lead the people. But what they're talking about, Moses leading the people and a whole bunch of stuff that they're talking about, it's nonsense. It's not, you know, like, you cannot trust what they're talking about. Moses go up on the mountain, for example, that. You don't want to, like, swallow that out of a Bible. No. No. Because these, what we call white people of Europe, clearly they are not civilized. They are not human beings. They only have certain attributes of the human because they got our blood. But they are talking to us and they understand us. We understand them. But they don't belong to the truth that make us human beings. They are not a part of us. Otherwise, why do you think they would do the things that destroy us everywhere we are in Africa and other places? If they were human beings, now. So you have to, like, see that these white people, they are able to steal and destroy us into all kind of holocaust and don't care nothing about us, drop bombs and talk about, you know, like the military all over the world that they have, destroying us and destroy what we have, take away what we have. You have to see that they cannot be real human beings. White people are not human beings, but just like I say, they are coming from apes. They are the first hominid. That's what it is. So there come a time when indeed there is going to be a separation. Yeah. There is going to be a separation because what the gods have done on earth, you can see that these monkeys were benefited, but then they turn away because how did they learn to read? They learned to read because they got our blood and they were able to talk. And if you read all down the line over the last 100,000 years, you will find and see where they actually use our system to talk. They use it to talk because they have our blood. But they will not become a real human being. Because you don't see we set up anything to kill them. No. But that's what they do. You see? And they don't strive to be more like us. No. They strive to be what? Homosexual. Yeah. Now, if I am not saying it right, you know, I want you to call me, 347-850-1358. If you think there is not going to be a separation, that's false. Because there is going to be a separation. They, white people, are not supposed to be among us. Okay? All right. So, like I am saying to you, we are coming from 100,000 years ago with this disease. How many diseases we have we're trying to cure when you go to the doctor? Well, since 100,000 years ago, and what I am saying, well, I have to use certain logical understanding to sort out certain things. And that is, how do I know? How do I know some of these things? I'm reading history, and there has to be that, you know, a certain knowledge is coming from what you're reading. How do you get to see the light that tells you exactly what happened back there 100,000 years ago? Well, yeah, that's true. But you can tell contrast. If these people are really human like us, they wouldn't be doing the things they are doing. Look at them. And how many presidents they have had over time. And look at the things they say about us and do constantly about us. And we had government. Do they want any part of our government? No, they don't want any part of our government. Therefore, you will be thinking, where do I get these things from? Where do I get these things from? They're in the World History textbook, and I want to tell you that I didn't know anything about it until a certain time came where I began to read. And read seriously and take very good note of what I am reading, and everything comes together. Yeah. And there is a difference between when the light of knowledge come to you and you don't go off and begin to like affecting people in the negative sense. It will have to be to the level of reasoning where you are being affected in a higher dimension, where you're not trying to appeal to anybody to gain some kind of attention to yourself. You can't do that. Okay. You have to see things under the light of knowledge that we are coming from the same spot in life by the same blood. We are the same, but when somebody depart from that knowledge, they cannot be anymore. That knowledge is meaning civilization, because that is the blood, the essence. When you read that, the God says, you know, they make us in their image. Yes. When we indeed are made up in their image, we will be like them. We will be like them. All right? And since I began to realize things, I don't strive to be like nobody else. I strive to be like the knowledge instruct me to conform that way. All right? So when I am seeing things from what history tell me in the past, I never hear anybody in my church or anywhere around begin to talk these things. And they are into the World History textbook, and it's only when I was like, you know, get the desire to read and to know more things. That's the only The only time I began to like begin to change into the good person I'm supposed to be, which I am not going to be anything else than that which is perfect, right? Let what is perfect make me perfect, but not me turning myself into I think to be perfect. Yes, it can't be what I think. It has to be what I read about. The prehistory record of the past. And therefore, I'm not going to be like anybody else. I'm going to be what I am reading and the instruction that I am getting from that and be balanced person. Yes. So, we have been set. We have been set aside after certain things transpired since 100,000 years ago. So you probably know the problem that we have with white people follow us around everywhere we go. You're supposed to know that. But you know that, but what else do you know? You know what I mean? There are a lot more. All right. Like when I look into the World History textbook and I see African government, you don't see no white people government. You see them trying to become, you know, trying to read and trying to morph onto themselves our character. That's they want to be like us. White people want to be like us. And they find out that, well, you know, we are, our brain is really under deep atrophy from the diseases them that they put into us. And we never come back to realize how we get purged out of this disease, atrophy, you know, we have got to get out of that. You know, we are too full up of the atrophy syndrome, what we learn out of the Bible. Yeah. Yes, yes, my friends. We have to it's a thinking, it's a dedication that you decide to change yourself, and it gradually you attend to the knowledge and you gradually yield. All right. And the fact that, you know, these hominids, you know, you will be led according to the history right along since, you know, 100,000 years ago, come right along. And you will read in the World History textbook 509 BC, how they overthrow our king in Rome, Italy. 509 BC, it's a coup. And they hide and hide and hide because they have our blood. They have, like I said, they have intellect and stuff like that. They use it. Now, but they tell so many lies all over, all, you know, win, twists and turn and talk all kind of back and front stuff. And when you have the right human mind and you're not fooling around, you'll find out everything about these sodomites. Because what our blood created in them. It's like they want to be like human beings. But when they were, what was their mating style before even when they were Homo erectus, what was their mating style? We read that they, you know, were mating up with our Neanderthal species. We read that. And they themselves, it is even said, I think, by Bill Clinton, that he admitted that they come from the Neanderthals. But they don't now say it like under the circumstances where today all these white people want is to supersede the African people in character. You see the way they dress? They didn't, back 100,000 years ago, if you, in any at all, take on to the history, you will find out, no, even the way, read about the different places of African people, and we are in their pursuit to take control of us. They follow us to these places, and today call these places their civilization. Oh, by the way, the entire Western hemisphere, they call it their civilized world. If you follow where the history is coming from, it is impossible for them now to start calling themselves human being, Homo sapiens, and they never can be that. But we are under their diseases, and they don't care about us being destroyed by it. They don't care. Look at them. They feel good about it because they don't want us to come back and kick them out of where they are. No, they don't want that. They are using these old bunch of rat bat kind of thing called A.D. Anadamani, and they base it on Jesus too. We are into Israel, Canaan, and 2,000 years ago. It's because we left Africa and come to the Western world, some of us. It's the reason why we are here. Now they have a Bible full up talking about Caesar Augustus gave command that all men should be taxed, and they mix it up with Mary and Joseph go to pay taxes. What it is saying is not what it means, because they follow us after thousands and thousands of years. They follow us. We are the civilized people. We didn't go anywhere for anybody to teach us. I mean, in Europe, any kind of education, because they never had a name. Like you see, they have a name today. These people are having names because they get the knowledge from us. Go back and look. 3 to 4 million years they've been around and developed in Africa. When they're leaving Africa, what could they do? They could make a fire to warm themselves in colder places. That's why they leave Africa and go over there in Europe. You see? So they come and learn all these things from us. in the pantheons of the gods, since they are talking like us and look like us, the gods did not stop them. And they were been all about, and you read about Solomon and these guys. You know, it's Solomon and rule just the other day, because you talk about the temple of Solomon of Solomon and King David his father. It's just the other day. So when our people came and were worshiping in the temple of Solomon and David, and a lot of things that you're reading in the Bible about Solomon and David are not true, okay? But we believe that Jesus died on a cross in Israel, in Jerusalem. No go, so. Lie. And what we will have to do to reverse these things? At least first we have to come to the realization that the Bible is not our book. And the only place in the Bible that has some sense, I don't think you even read it, because they cannot apply those things to Christianity. So we would know those things. I know about it now because I have a stable mind. My vision of knowledge is sound. I can tell when I read something in the Bible that is corrupt from when it is something that is truth, even if it is not a lot of things. But I can tell when something makes sense with the body of knowledge that is in prehistory record. But the Old Testament scriptures, you would have to read prehistory, understand the structure of civilization, when civilization came about by the gods themselves and not these white people. White people are not of civilization. But because they have learned so much things and begin to establish certain things like they are of civilization, you don't know when they are doping you with foolishness. Because there was never a Jesus at all. Never a God at all. That is in the Bible. Because if you were reading good, you would find out that there is no God of perfection in the Bible. The only gods we know is not in the Bible, because they who came from Nibiru heaven and came down to earth in the South Africa and set up civilization and created mankind and created civilization for mankind, not these white people. Look into the Bible, into the World History textbook right now, and you can tell what era we Africans are into in this World History textbook. It has nothing to do with these white homosexuals, because it is our blood they have, behaving like human beings, call themselves homosexuals. Look at them. They don't have full essence of the Elohim gods. We don't have full essence of the Elohim God, there are little things that are different between they and us. But enough for us to depart from foolishness and good enough to do good things that they appreciate our labor. That's the reason why they created us in their image and likeness. But we are not exactly them. We are a little below them. But it is their blood, and it is the reason why they give us succession of ruling kingship. When we are overthrown by these homosexuals, we need to get back into ourselves, back to who we were the first 100,000 years. But, hey, we have too many things to draw us away from the knowledge to fix us back to the way we were. But the first 100,000 years, we don't read of a problem that we had. And we don't read of any problem until since 100,000 years ago. So if you think that there is nothing real about their diseases and infection of it, there are too many things for us to see and discern that has affected us for us to be convinced that something is wrong with us, and it is not anything else but the disease that plague that is affecting our brain inside and our body, the problems that we have every day, sickness from all kind of different foolishness. You see? And yet still we don't realize that it is real. 100,000 years ago affected us, and until today, not many people are aware of it. You know, atrophy, we ebb from that time till this day. And I say, well, what happened to kingship? What happened to kingship? Kingship government is all spread all over for us to read and find out. But we are this affected. And they have this COVID and all that. Just the other day here, about a few days ago, they are talking about advertising another variant of COVID. They're making money off of us, and we are in church. You know what I mean? With COVID. And yet, what I'm saying to you, it's difficult for you to swallow some of the things that I'm saying. So, I want to thank you for tuning into the program. I have to tell you that I am no different from you. I'm no different from you. It depends on, you know, if your mind see, if you see the things happening in the world and you want to read good history about your existence and go for it. As many distraction that are out there with the foolishness of the Bible. And all the things that they set up around us as attraction and stuff like that, you are inclined to waver and dingle and dangle in your mind and you can't get it right. Well, I make up my mind long time ago. And these white people, they will do anything they can do. Remember what they did Mandela? Remember what they did Mandela? Look good and see. You have all these people have been drawn into the church long time ago. It's not easy for them to come out. So whatever that they are saying, talking about issues they don't like, but they are not coming close to understanding what they are really supposed to do. Because the first thing, if you begin to understanding our way of life, you will see for yourself. You don't want me to tell you you are to get out of the church. No, you don't. No, you shouldn't want me to tell you that. Because in my reading, I begin to see that the church is not a good thing. When they're talking about Caesar Augustus and tell you about Isaiah 53, who art believer or report. The very thing, nasty thing that these white people have written in the Bible and in history and all over the place, we don't develop to see it. Look at Farrakhan. That is three branch of the church. The Christian church has three branch, and that is Christianity, Judaism, and Islam. Those are two branch of the Christian church, and they separate it to make you feel like they are different. They are not different in essence. They are not different. They are the same essence. You call them different denomination and stuff like that. How many denomination has the Christian church? The Christian denomination. How many denominations they have of Christianity? Can you count them? It's a lot of them. And then Islam. How many different ones? And then they have the different denominations like Seventh-day Adventists. That belong to the Christian part of it. You know, and you have them on. If we don't get to see, you have to leave that stuff. When they're telling you about democracy, what do you think democracy is? All of these things that are bungled up against us, we need to go out and vote for them. How much money did you pay them to help get someone to rule over your vicinity? How much? These are things that tie us down into nonsense. They don't belong to us. When I read about
where we are coming from with these white people. Remember, it's 100,000 years ago we are coming along with them. It's not yesterday. Telling you about democracy. Democracy is nowhere in our history. Just like in the World History textbook, you see where civilization come from by the gods. You don't see civilization come in to Europe at all. Europe has never had any civilized time existed. Okay? Until this day, white people are never a civilized anything. But yet still, they know to behave, to be like us, and create all kind of different section and different type of groups and stuff like that. That's what they do. They do so with slavery, and like they have different type of group that, you know, you wouldn't count them like they are the same white sodomite, establishment. You see them differently. Okay? And they do that. When you talk about democracy, what is democracy? If you read and know where we are coming from 100,000 years ago, but remember, our God's been here like 445,000 years ago. And if you are reading and knowing where we are coming from, you wouldn't get lost and begin to worship what these people are giving us. No. We are under a government still. When will you ever be able to accommodate that type of fact and liberty? Right now, listen to me. It's not an easy thing to get on board this knowledge, you know. It's not easy. It is not easy. But if you're reading and you're subjected to words the way you're supposed to follow words, then you will obtain that place of subjection to words and find where you belong and be that until you're dead. All right. And so, I want to, come back. The cerebrum first begun. Our cerebrum first begun 100,000 years ago. You must use objective academic view. When your sound, when you sound logical, your sound logical mind is activated. Okay. You say, when your sound logical mind is activated and your inner darkness goes away, then read prehistory, history. So you have prehistory and then you have history, post history, right? That the World History textbook would come under history. But then we have before the flood, There is a crossing there where we have prehistory knowledge of things, and we have the post-history time of things. And the Bible, independently of belief, right? The Bible must be something independent of your history, because they're trying hard to tell you that the Bible and history is in agreement. They're trying to hold on to something that they don't have. Okay? White people don't belong to African people, and they are violating our existence every day that you wake up and see. Okay? But it is all our expanding knowledge to come back to understanding by reading, because that's the only thing that's going to help us. The Bible, independent of belief. You see, we do not have any instruction to believe in anything. Knowledge is the only thing that is going to help somebody, because knowledge make you know. And when you're not knowing and you're believing, well, you are removed from knowledge. That's what happened. So you may wonder, you've been always taught to believe in Jesus, to believe in God and stuff like that. That is the problem, why you don't know Jesus and God is nonsense. What you have to know, what you are to know, you don't know it. And that is why these white people are licking their chaps, because they have us believing in all kind of a ranking nonsense. Believe because be independent of belief, my friends, because only knowledge works with logical reason. And when you think that there's a problem when you're not believing, that's not true.
sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother and I say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long, but now I think I'm able to carry on. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
By the window, the autumn leaves of red and gold. I see your lips, the summer kisses, the sunburned hands I used to hold. Since you went away, the days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter's song. But I miss you most of all, my darling. But autumn leaves start to fall. Since you went away, the days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter's song. But I miss you most of all, my darling.
Mm-hmm.